This is TWiT.
Neil is on the line from Phoenix, Arizona, on line four. Hi, Neil.
Hi, Will. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for hanging on. What can I do for you?
Okay. Well, with your advice, I have made several purchases based on your recommendations. The last thing I bought was a Nokia Icon, which I currently have. But yeah, I went the other day and ordered my iPhone 6 Plus from Verizon.
So the Icon is a Windows phone device. Was this your first Windows phone device?
Yes, it is.
And how did you like it?
I like the phone fine. It's a very high quality piece of hardware. Yeah, in the apps, you know, I got most of the apps I would want. You know, I didn't really have too much of a problem with that. But if it were just for that, I was happy with the phone. But I like what I see in the iPhone 6 Plus. I have the last iPhone I had was a 3GS, and I didn't care for that line.
Oh, they've come a long way, baby.
Right.
Yeah, the iPhone 6 Plus will be very much like the Nokia Icon. It's an excellent camera, optical image stabilization. It's maybe a little thinner than the Icon, but roughly that size. I think that's a good, if you want to get the best iPhone experience, I think you're on track there.
Right. So here's the problem I ran into. When I set the Icon up, I used to have all my contacts on Google because I had Android phones.
Right.
And that worked fine. But when I transitioned to the Icon, I realized that I couldn't get Google to sync up properly with my contacts. Let's say I have the calendars on Google and I have the calendars and
contacts.
Mail.
Oh, and mail.
But the contacts wouldn't sync up properly, so I had to copy them out of Google, if you will, and put them into MSN to get that to work. And now I've got a mess because now I'm going back to an iPhone environment.
These companies want it to be difficult for you to move back and forth, don't they? I mean, it's in their interest. The interesting exception is Apple, which supports Google's system fairly well. So going back and forth from an Android to an iPhone, you shouldn't have any problem at all because in both cases, the phones will get your contacts from Google. This is all a huge improvement over the old days where when you get a new phone, you'd have to enter in your numbers, which was a real pain.
Right, but the problem I have is that now I've got contacts on Google and on MSN that are not matched up anymore. I need to get them back to Google so I can get them all in one place.
So my advice, and I take this from Paul Thurrott, who's my Windows guru. My advice and his advice was before you get your Windows phone, to attach all of your accounts to your Outlook account. Now, you're using MSN.
Outlook.com.
Yeah. Oh, you're using Outlook.com. Okay. So in Outlook.com, in your profile, you can have your various accounts attached. And I'm trying to remember. In fact, I'm actually looking at my Outlook account. Were you able to – I think you were able to synchronize your Google contacts with your no. Oh, that's right. I remember now what I had to do. Okay, and this might work for you. I used Yahoo as an intermediary. So it looks like Windows Phone doesn't sync up with Google stuff. And this may be Google's fault. I'm not going to assign blame here. I know Google does not support Windows Phone very well. But you can get your contact list in from LinkedIn, Yahoo, or Facebook. And as I remember what I did, you can one-way import them. You do see this import from Google. But it's the export that you need now, right? You got them in. Now you got to get them back out. My suggestion is to use either LinkedIn. Are you a LinkedIn user?
I've never used it before, no.
Yeah. Both of these are free. You can sign up for LinkedIn. I would sign up for Yahoo and use their contacts. So what you can do is have Google sync to Yahoo and then Outlook sync to Yahoo. Get a clean contacts list. You might have to delete duplicates. And then import and, you know, get that back over to Google, and now you're good. This is unfortunate because Windows Phone doesn't interoperate very well with Google. It's one of the main reasons I don't use Windows Phone day to day.
Right. And one quick thing, quick question there. Is there a way to get the SMS messages and the call history out of the Windows Phone as well?
You're going to stay on Verizon?
Yes, I'm still on Verizon.
I think a couple of things. When you get the new phone, you should be able to go into the Verizon store, and they will transfer your data over for you. I believe they will do that. And for sure, you can call them and say, hey, can you get my – they have your SMSs. normally you wouldn't be able to get them. Once you've received an SMS, it's received on that phone, and it will not go to the new phone. But you may be able to ask Verizon, hey, can you give me last month's SMSs on my new phone?
Well, that's a good idea. I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah. Otherwise, if there's like two-year-old SMS text messages you want, you're going to have to export them in some fashion. Not sure exactly what to do there.
Right. Well, nothing is that old, but yeah, I could probably get some Verizon.
If it's the last, if you just want the last month or so, Verizon, I think you could just say, hey, can you resend my messages? They keep them. They're on their servers. I'm not sure what the time limitation is.
Okay. Well,
yeah, and somebody in the chat room is saying that there may be some Google syncing that you could do. I'm going to have to investigate this. That Google may sync to some Microsoft services. For instance, they suggest if you're using Windows 8.1 Mail, if you're using a Windows machine, that will sync with Google, and then you could sync that out to Outlook. Outlook.com. I don't blame Microsoft for this. I do feel like Google, for reasons I don't really understand, is dissing Microsoft. Maybe it's an anti-competitive thing. They work fine with Apple, I think because they had to, because the iPhone was dominant for so long. But remember, Google has their own platform, Android, and they'd love you all to start using Android. So Google and Apple work all right, but Google has never made any of its apps available for Windows Phone, not Google Plus, not Picasa. There was a bit of a little tiff between Microsoft and Google over the YouTube app. Microsoft made a YouTube app. Google said this violates our terms of service and killed it. Then Microsoft said, well, you make one, Google. Google said, no. Now Microsoft has an app that's basically a link to YouTube's page. I feel like Google is kind of intentionally saying we don't want to work with Windows Phone, and that's a shame. I think it's short-sighted. Google makes money because you use Google services, not because you use an Android phone or a Windows phone. The money is in using Google services so they can show you ads. They should support everything. They should support everything equally.